We are in our second shiur, in our series of shiurim on the Sefer, Mesilas Yesharim of the Ramchal. This week we are talking about the role of Musar and Yonah Yira in general. We're going to highlight three approaches about that. We're going to offer first a little bit of an introduction, and if we have time at the end, we'll speak about why people opposed Limud HaMusar in yeshivas, where that comes from. But we have a lot to talk about. Let's start with a little bit of an introduction. There is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav Mebeit. It's a Gemara that many of us are probably familiar with, as far as the conclusion of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, here we're talking about how come in their earlier generations their tefillos were answered. In ours, less so. Even though we are holding, we are Talmidei Chachamim, we know everything, we know Uktzin, etc. The Gemara answers, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bai. The phrase Rachmana Libavai, what the Ribono Shel Olam really cares about is our heart. One of the things that this Gemara establishes, which the Ibn Ezra there in Parshas Yisro says even more clearly in source number 2, Umitvos Halev Heim HaYikarim HaNechbadim Al Kula. We know that as religious Jews, our religious lives are made up of different sections. We know we have on the one hand the role of Talmud Torah, that's something which is certainly critical. We have something called mitzvos, in the formal kind of a sense, putting on tefillin, putting on tzitzis, bikur cholim, things like that. We also know that we have an entirely different realm of our avodas Hashem. And that's the realm of inyanei yira. Here we speak about things like ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem, developing our midos and our character, developing the extent to which we have proper kavana. There we're talking not about the mitzvos, we're not talking about Talmud Torah, we're speaking about not the formal Maisa mitzvos, but here with the Gemara highlights in Sanhedrin and what the Ibn Ezra says very clearly, Umitvos Halev Heim HaYikarim HaNechbadim Al Kula. That the mitzvos Halev, the mitzvos that relate to the heart, that impact how we feel and our emotional connection and our character development, things like that become primary. You find a little bit of a different approach in the Sefer HaKuzari. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in the way beginning, the Sefer Kuzari is a Rabbi Yehuda Halevi describing a discussion between the Melech Kuzar, the king of the of Kuzar, who has a dream, and the entire Sefer is him trying to, the beginning of the Sefer is him going to different religions to try and find out, you know, are you right, are you right, and finally he settles on Judaism. And what gets the book going is a dream that the king has. And the dream the king has in the Sefer HaKuzari is Kavanascha Ritzuya Eitzel Havorei Aval Ma'asecha Einenu Ratzoi. The dream of that he has is, you know what, you have good intentions, your heart is good, but your maisim are not good. What drives the Sefer of the Kuzari, what gets it going is the fact that just Kavana and just things like that's not enough, but maisim, to have good actions, is also, that's really a major thrust of the Kuzari, that the Maisa mitzvos that we do are of primary significance. So we find slightly different points of emphasis when we speak about how broad Avodas Hashem is. On the one hand, those things that are the strict Maisa mitzvos, or even Talmud Torah. On the other hand, we speak about in Yonei Yira, so we find some different indications as far as where things lie. We know the Mishnah Berurah, even Paskins in Siman Aleph, I don't know if it's a a person has to learn Musar every day to try and tackle the Yetzer Hara. And what's here in general is a little bit of a range as far as how important the realm of Yira is, but certainly it takes somewhat of a real role, and again, some play it up much more than others. What we're going to focus on today are three people and how they approach the realm of Yira. In particular, how they approach this realm of having a kavana, of development, of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, of all those things that aren't the Talmud Torah and the regular Maisa Mitzvos. How they approached it. We will speak about the approach of the Ramchal, based on his opening of Mesilas Yesharim here, when he speaks about Limud HaMusar. We'll speak about him in a couple of other of his Svarim. We'll speak about the Gra, who we spoke about last week as far as how connected he was to Mesilas Yesharim. And the third thing that we will talk about is the approach of Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. Those are three different approaches. We're not going to spend that much time today on those who rejected Limud HaMusar. But we're going to speak about, in general, a couple of questions as far as the Ramchal, the Gran Ramchal, and the Lashner. We're interested in the following. One, how much time am I supposed to dedicate to this realm? How much time is it okay to spend on Inyanei Yira and Musar? Am I supposed to spend a ton of time on it? Is it primary? Am I supposed to spend very little time on it? How much of an impact, how significant of a time investment does it demand? The second question that we're going to speak about is, where do these things fall in the overall hierarchy of Judaism? Where is what Ramchal's writing Mesillas Yesharim for? That element of Avodas Hashem. Not just the putting on tefillin and putting on tzitzis. But where does it fall in terms of the hierarchy of Avodas Hashem and Yanei Yira? Is it the pinnacle of existence? All of Avodas Hashem is about getting Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, becoming a better Oved Hashem in that sense? Or does it play a little bit of a different role? And in particular, we'll speak about where does it fall in the hierarchy relative to Talmud Torah. For people who are learning in yeshiva where Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, as Chazal tells from the beginning of Maseches Peah, certainly we want to begin to understand where do different parts of Avodas Hashem, where do they fall together? What's the relationship between Mice and Mitzvot's learning on the one hand, and on the other hand, these in Yanei Yira? That's one of the things that we want to focus on. Parentheses, as far as the general discussion of mitzvot versus learning, that's a sugya in the end of the first paragraph. Baba Kama. That's something that we will maybe talk about when we get up to Daf Yud Zayin. It's not looking so promising, but, you know, sometimes the end of this man is for filling in some of the holes. So let's go with the Ramchal in Mesillas Yesharim. Now, presumably when you write a work, you are very into it. The topic you're writing about is a major, something which you believe very strongly in. I always think, and I think this makes sense, whenever you have someone who writes a sefer on a particular halachic topic, you're writing a sefer Lecha Mishnah b'halacha. You're really like into Lecha Mishnah. You write a sefer on Shiluach HaKeim b'halacha, things like that. The people tend to be pretty machmir. Why do they tend to be pretty machmir? Well, for a lot of reasons. One of them may be, because as you're getting really into Shiluach HaKeim and Lecha Mishnah, you sort of like, you get really into it and you see how it's so chashuv and it's so important, you tend to get a little bit of an atiyah towards chumrah on those topics. The things that we write about are things that we tend to have a strong connection to and things that we believe are very, very important. The Mesillas Yesharim and the Ramchal, we saw last week. The Ramchal is writing Mesillas Yesharim at the last stage of his literary career, at that fourth stage of his life. He's no longer, he's taken the shluas, he's not publishing Kabbalah anymore. And what the Ramchal's witnessing and what he's critiquing, and a lot of Musar Svarim, this is different than many of the Halacha Svarim, a lot of Musar Svarim are reactions to the world that they see around them. Musar is about trying to improve those around them. So when I see what's going on around and I think that it's not where it should be, so then I suddenly want to try and fix that and respond to it. I said bracha already, even though I just opened the bottle. Okay? So the Ramchal writes it around him, what he saw was as follows. We referenced this last week, but let's try and build. The Ramchal wrote that the problem was the people who were learning Musar Svarim were the people that were not, that couldn't open up other Svarim. They couldn't open up a Halakha Sefer. They couldn't open up a Gemara that well. It was for people who didn't have the capability to do more. That's what they were, that's why they were doing, that's why they were learning Musar. And he writes the people that were more capable, the Lamdanim, or the philosophers, all those people, says the Ramchal, were not focusing on these things at all. They really were not that engaged in the world of Musar. The Ramchal writes that because that's true, they don't really grow in terms of their general Yira and Avodas Hashem that much. They're not developing the way that they're really supposed to, because they think they know it already. They think Musar is all superfluous. They think there aren't really Chidushim. And either there aren't Chidushim, that I don't have to go over it, because it's all about Yediyah, whether I know it or don't know it. And because of that, they neglect it and don't grow in their Avodas Hashem. So Ramchal says two things. One, he says, both are in the Hakdamah Mesillas Yesharim, one is more explicit in a work he wrote called Maimar Vikuach. The Ramchal in Mesillas Yesharim writes that one has to learn Limud HaMusar. How much time does it take? So the Ramchal, to my knowledge, in Misiyos Yesharim, doesn't give us a precise definition. He's not going to tell you a half hour every single day, or an hour and a half every single day. We don't find precise definitions. What we do find in the Hakdamah of Misiyos Yesharim is that according to Ramchal, the way Musar works is it's not something which I learn and I know and I'm good. It requires a constant form of chazara. It requires hasmada. It requires consistent chazara of going over and over again the ideas that are found in, let's say, Misiyos Yesharim, the Chibor Hazeh, Lo Chibartiv, L'Amed L'Vnei Adam, Eseshet, Lo Yadbo, it's not Chidushim, but it's something which you're constantly being Osek in. How much time? I can't say for sure that it's certainly demanding and requires a degree of real investment of time is relatively clear for the Ramchal Misiyos Yesharim. Where does it fall as far as the hierarchy? So here you get something interesting. He says it briefly in Misiyos Yesharim, but we'll quote more extensively from Rabbi Kuach. He points out a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. V'yata Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael. This is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach Ki'im. What does God ask of you? Answer. The Ramchal in many ways is highlighting Pshat in the Pasuk, but it sometimes that's necessary and very important. What does God ask of you? Ki'im Li'yiras Hashem Elokecha, that you fear Him. Now when Chazal quote this sometimes, or Bali Musar quote this sometimes, they sort of end the Pasuk there. What does God want from you? Yiras Hashem. So the Gemara says in Brachos, what, Yiras Hashem is nothing? It's not that mitten. Kiyim li Yiras Hashem elokecha. What else? La leches bechol durachav. Li ahava oso ulaadam elokecha bechol levav l'chol nashecha. Lishmor es mitzvos Hashem v'eschuk osav asher nochi mitzach ha'yom v'tovach. Says Ramchal in Maimar Vikuach, if we want to understand hierarchy, we want to understand where things fall, so let's look at the pasuk in which Moshe tells us what God wants from us. Says the Ramchal, it's astounding. What does God want from us? He wants Yiras Hashem. He wants Avas Hashem. He wants an Avodas Hashem, Bechol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha, that involves your heart and your soul. Source number 7. And then he says, Lishmor et mitzvahs Hashem, to keep the mitzvos. Says the Ramchal, all of Talmud Torah is really included in Pasuk Yigimel, to keep Hashem's mitzvos. All of Talmud Torah is understanding the various dinim, the various halachas that relate to the mitzvos of Hashem. That's one of the things on the list. But there are three other things on the list. Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Avodas Hashem, Bechol Levavcha, Bechol Nafshecha, he has the line in the Hakdamah. The Iker seems to be developing those things of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. It's not that Yira is important because now I'm going to learn better. It's that when you look at the list, says the Ramchal, these things are really critical. This is what it's really about. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The Ramchal is a Talmud Chacham. The Ramchal is learning. But for the Ramchal, the place of Torah, at least how he describes it a bit in the Hakdamah Misiyos Yesharim in the Maamar Vikuach, relative to Inyani Yira, relative to Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem and developing myself to have better kavana and think more about the Ribono Shel Olam. Those things for the Ramchal fall on the list. They're right here in something which is, those are really important. And says the Ramchal, it's mind-blowing, it's astounding that you have people who learn all day and they're focused called kulu on Talmud Torah. And that's so important, it's so great. But if there's, what about the rest of the things that God demands? What about the Yiras Hashem and the Avas Hashem? What about the Avos Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha? What about those things? Those things are really important. So when we see the Ramchal's approach in this Hakdam of Misiyos Yesharim, two things. One, it requires time investment. It's hasmada. It's not the knowledge. It's going over and again and again and again until it really becomes part of me. That's how I do it. And as far as where it is in the hierarchy, these things are really important. It's not just about Gemara Baba Kama. It may still take up the most of our time, but it's not just about the Birkas Shmuel or the Ketzos. It's about Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Avodas Hashem, Bechol Levav Chavonav, with all your heart and soul. That's what it's about. Mitzvot are obviously very, very important. Talmud Torah is very, very important. But these things, when you look at the list, these things are critically significant. And that's the approach of the Ramchal, as far as how he characterizes it. That's where he's at. Even an additional just ha'ara, as far as where you find it for the Ramchal, it's an amazing thing. The Ramchal is working off of the Braisa and the Avodah Zarah. Whose Sulam is it? Rav Pinchas ben Yair. How does the Sulam start for Rav Pinchas ben Yair? Okay. So Yoel's right as far as Mesillas Yesharim, but how does the Braisa start? Torah, mevi lidei, zehiras. Zehiras lidei zrizas. The way the Braisa starts with Pinchas ben Yair is Torah leads to zehiras, which leads to zrizas, etc. First of all, two ha'aras. One, there are a lot of different sulams out there. There are a lot of possibilities for how I build in Avodas Hashem. The Ramban, in Igeres Ramban. Is Yifat doing that this year? Does he do that? It lasts. In Igeres Ramban, has his own sulam of how I grow in Avodas Hashem. The Ramchal chooses the sulam of Pinchas ben Yair. We spoke about it a little bit last week, how it's very complete. But the fact that even just the implication of the Sula, it's Torah maybe lidei zehiras, lidei zrizas. It's not putting up Talmud Torah as your ultimate pinnacle, but it's something which facilitates Avodas Hashem in other areas. And it eventually leads to Ruach HaKodesh, eventually leads to other Chassidus, to other Madregas. The role of Torah is, in a certain sense, implicit in Pinchas ben Yair. The second thing, which is fascinating, if Torah is the first thing on the list of the Sulam, why is it? It's the only thing there's no chapter of in Mesillas Yesharim on the Sulam. It starts by, right? The Sulam is Torah, maybe they Zahiras, maybe they Zerizas, maybe they. The Ramchal doesn't talk about Torah. There's no chapter on Torah. He only talks about, he starts with number two. Where's Torah for the Ramchal? This is a kasher of Huttner in one of his letters, where Torah is missing. Different perspectives out there, maybe because Torah is dafka the most important, or Torah is what leads me to all of those things, and that's what we're doing in the Sefer. But even the absence of Torah, it, at a minimum, it's a little bit thought-provoking. It's what to think about, as far as where things fall on the list. Where things fall. Torah is certainly very important, it's certainly very critical, it's on the list. But as a whole, for the Ramchal, there's a lot of things here that are very important, as far as real Avodas Hashem. And for us, certainly, who are learning in yeshiva full-time, it's helpful to have reminders that Avodas Hashem is not only about the rigorous learning that we do, but to try and cultivate a certain degree of connection with the Ribono Shel Olam and a certain degree of development as far as Shleimus HaAvoda, which is something which is worthy of a real thought. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, by the fact that it's on the bottom, at the bottom of the list.
Right? Yeah, it may be the most fundamental on the list.
Yeah, meaning it's...
Correct. But still, it's maybe Lidei. As opposed to, we'll see in a second,
right, the conscience will be clear. You can't.
Correct. Certainly, Torah is very important for the Ramchal. It's a Torah maybe Lidei. I'm not downplaying that. He's a big time chacham. He's saying it's on the list of things. But as far as in the world of Avodas Hashem here in Mesillas Yesharim, Torah's role is that it leads me towards that. And maybe because that's the purpose of this particular Sefer. I'm more mentioning this as far as something which is thought-provoking in where he looked for his Sulam and how he did it. The approach to the Gra, yeah.
I don't know if this is a thing, but how do you think the Ramchal is being Mekubal influences?
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit with the Gra. Right. In a certain sense, Mekubalim, the role of Musar for Mekubalim, and the Sifrei Musar for Mekubalim, help us position ourselves better for Dveikus. And that becomes an ultimate value. The reason why I went with Ramchal, I think we referenced this last week, in the takana of his yeshiva when he was a young guy, so one of the takanas involved serious limud of Zohar throughout the day. I mean, it wasn't like the same kind of like morning seder, let's say, that we have here. And that's again, worth thinking about. The Gra's approach is very different. He's going to be our middle approach. The Gra and Maisa Rav, are collected comments of the Gra, many of them important lahalacha. And Maisa Rav Simen Samech, after davening. What do we do every day? Says the Gra, Lilmud Achar Tzfiyot Gimel Shot. We have sick after davening. We learn 3 hours without break. we would call that morning Seder. Lilmod Perek Mishnayas V'lachzor Heitev. Lilmod Perek Mishnayas. Okay, very nice. Lilmod Rav Ilfis L'chol Yom V'lachzor Heitev. Learn Rif and go over it. In the old days, that was one of the ways that you would chazer Gemara sometimes. I don't think people rarely do that nowadays. One of the ways of chazering Gemara is to chazer the Rif. Because the Rif just quotes the parts of the Gemara that we really paskin like. So if I want to chazer a 20 block Gemara, I can do it much quicker reading through the Rif, because by and large, once in a while, sometimes he really does have his own comments, but for a lot of it, it's a summary of the Gemara. It's, for lack of a better term, it's like a Cliff Notes version. I can just sort of like get the highlights and the main things. Now, what he paskins like is always very important. Spend time on the Rif, and spend time on the Rif on Sunday. But that was what they used to do. Sifri Musar Kama Pam in Bechol Yom. You have to learn Sifri Musar Degra a bunch of times every day. So as far as the timing of Musar, certainly, again, we don't have the amount of time that you have to do it. But Sifri Musar Kama Pam in Bechol Yom sounds like this is something which is taking some time at least. It's something which is real investment. It's something which is, throughout your day, you are you're focusing on it. However, we'll get to the however in a second. The Gra also, throughout the Gra's Perush on Mishlei, the Gra's Perush on Mishlei is a very important work, not only for understanding Mishlei, but really for understanding, I guess, the thought of the Gra and Machshava in general. The Gra and Mishlei is very important. The Gra and Mishlei speaks a lot about in Yoni Yira. The Gra emphasizes a lot Shviras Hamidos, the need to fix one's character traits. He talks about in Yoni Yira in his Perush on Mishlei also. It's something which fits with what he says in Ma'aseh Rav, Sifrei Musar Kama Pam in Bechol Yom. But where the Gra differs a bit from how we're setting up the Ramchal, at least, where the Gra is a little bit of a different approach, is in regards to its relationship to Torah and the function of in Yoni Yira. The Gra is a super Talmud Torah focused person. That is the top of the hierarchy. So the Gra writes, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Ki Yira, the Yira is the Otzer L'Chachma. It's a storehouse for Chachma. It's a prerequisite for Chachma. Torah is like, if you look in source number 10, Hunitzach Tamid Kemo HaLechem, Torah is like bread, we have to always have it. That's why V'Gistabo Yom V'Layla, some of the quotes may be messed up as far as the precise location here on the story sheet. I apologize, it was late. Aber HaMitzvos Hein Kemo Merchaka Shein Tovim Lefrakim V'Vizmano Dugmas. But mitzvos don't have to be as constant. Learning has to be constant. That's the bread, that's what it's all about. The mitzvos can be a little bit more secondary. And the role of Yira also is to supplement, to enhance, to give the storehouse for my learning. The Gra certainly values Yira. He certainly values Midos, the character, what the Ramchal is talking about Mesiyas Yesharim. That's why he's so into Mesiyas Yesharim. But at the same time, for the Gra, when you talk about hierarchy, when you talk about where things fall in the overall list, we're going to be very much a Talmud Torah-centered kind of an approach. That's certainly where we're going to be. If you look in sources number 13 and 14, there's a wonderful, this is my summer reading of it. The Professor Emanuel Ekes wrote, he's written biographies, like intellectual biographies, of their general approaches, of Rabbi Shlomo Salanter, the Gra, Chaim Volozhiner, the Baal Shem, and I think the Baal Tanya. He's fantastic. And I think his dissertation was on Rabbi Shlomo Salanter, and he has a nice summary there of some of the things that we're talking about today. So he writes, the Gra points out, according to the Gra, Yira is very important, Talmud Torah is higher on the hierarchy, but the two have a real interaction. If there's no Yira, that's going to detract from the quality of my chachma. I don't have my storehouse at all. And if there's no, Torah, so I'm missing what is certainly at the pinnacle. What's interesting about the Gra is as follows: the Gra is one of the great mikubalim that we have. The Gra is an enormous mikubal. The Gra, in a certain sense, and this he points out here in source number 14, on the one hand, it's very influenced by Kabbalah as far as how he talks about Musar and Yira and things like that, but he also takes in a little bit of a different direction. The Gra is influenced by the world of Kabbalah when he speaks about how the Yetzer Hara works. There's a little bit of a discussion in Rabbi Shlomo Salanter's writings, and Stam Machloksim. The Yetzer Hara, where's the Yetzer Hara? It's like your Chakira of the day. If you want to, I'm telling you how to say it like in a Lubavitcher kind of way. Is there Yetzer Hara something which is external? It comes from the outside. There's a Sitra Achra. There are other forces in this world that come, and the Yetzer Hara is from the outside? Or is the Yetzer Hara coming from the inside? The Yetzer Hara is part of me, and I have to try and cope with that and change it and deal with it. Where is the Yetzer Hara coming from? That is a fundamental discussion. I've never given a shir on Yetzer Hara, but if we were giving a shir on Yetzer Hara, that wasn't a Musar Shmuz. That was more of like a Machshava talk. I think that would be one of the main starting points of any discussion about it. So the Gra understands Yetzer Hara similar to the Mekubal, and that's an external force from the Kochos or Sitra Achra, coming from the other side, things that are trying to influence you. The Gra, like the Mekubalim, views that the mitzvot I do impact the upper world, their upper worlds. And when I do mitzvot, it's impacting what's going on all the way up there. When I do aveiras, it's nowhere near as good. The Gra also, like the Mekubalim, emphasizes precious. He emphasizes like certain removing yourself from this world. The Gra was not the most Me'urav and Habrios person. The Gra spent a lot of time sitting in a room learning. Even Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who's the Gra's great Talmud, they weren't spending that much time together. Reb Chaim Volozhiner would how often. He'd once in a while sort of like come into the Gra's room and ask the Gra lots of questions. And like that's, in a sense, it's what it meant to be a Talmud of the Gra. He may have given a bit of shiur, but there's not a ton of like shiurim he's giving, even kind of like publishing that he's doing. The Gra is very precious focused. When we speak about precious, Mesil Sharm, we'll speak about three mehalchim. To precious, the Gra having a very important one, but that's not as much for now. On the other hand, though, the Gra is different from the Mekubalim. When the Gra talks about Musar and Yiras and the goal of it and things like that, it's different than many of the Sifrei Kabbalah, like we said before. In the world of the Musar Sifrei Kabbalah, the reason why I'm working on myself is to get me ready so I can get closer to God. I can have Dveikus with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it's about for many. It's like maybe even for the Ramchal, that's where things are at. When it comes to the Gra, it's all, again, we're all focused back on Talmud Torah. Precious for the Gra is not precious because I can now focus more on Hashem. Precious is because now I can learn more. We're all, which obviously that's to God also, but we're very focused on Talmud Torah. So we have as follows so far, Chazara, before we get to our third Mahalach. We have number one, the Mahalach of the Ramchal. We're talking about two main issues. The whole realm of Yadus, of Inyani, what we're calling Inyani Yira, of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, not the formal Maisa Mitzvos, not Talmud Torah. How much time does it demand, and how much, and where does it fall in the hierarchy? The Ramchal, significant time, hierarchy, it's there, but in Yana Yira on the list, V'yata Ma'ashem Ha'chach Shom Ha'imach, Ki'im Li'yira, and Ava, and Avos Hashem with all of your heart and soul, those things are on the list, and they are the rove on the list. They may be the ikker in certain formulations. The Gra, I agree with you, Ramchal, about the need for it to be a major part. It's something that we do, limud sefer musar, kol yom, kama pa'amim. But as far as where it is in the hierarchy, and the precise role that it plays, for the Gra, it is a little bit different. Talmud Torah is really what it's all about. And now we get to a third Mahalach of Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. I don't even know if next week we should do a part two on this and talk about Hasidim and the anti-Musar people, or if we should just move on. Someone can let me know what they prefer. But Nefesh HaChaim, we are the approach of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Okay? Great. Said before, one of the least helpful questions to ever ask a room. Everything okay? Everyone follow? Those things don't really give you a lot of information. And they're, yeah. thumbs up, thumbs down is better. It's not great, but for now we'll leave it as is. Chaim Blesner is the most well known and probably greatest student of the Vilna Gaon. Like many Talmidim, all real Talmidim hopefully are influenced by their Rebbe. But every Talmud is not always a carbon copy of their Rebbe. Not every Talmud is doing things the exact same way that their Rebbe is. There's even a Maisa by the Chassidim. I think it's from Ger. Could it be with the Sfas Emes and the Imri Emes? That when Sfas Emes passed away, Imri Emes took over. And the Chassidim said, I don't get it. You're not doing anything like your father did. You're doing everything different. So he said, I am just like my father. He was his own man, and I'm my own man. And that's how we do things. Sometimes being a Talmud doesn't mean that you're doing everything the exact same way. Sometimes there are different differences. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there are differences between him and the Gra. As a whole, he's the greatest Talmud. He's certainly influenced, but there are certain differences. Where those differences come from is probably open for speculation. How big those differences are, and if there really are major differences, is a machlokas. But there seem to be certain differences. One of the major differences, which is going to influence this whole sugya, is who's Reb Chaim Volozhiner fighting? Some level with Chassidim. A lot of Nefesh HaChaim, there are certain critiques and certain ways of trying to emphasize things differently because of what's going on with the Chassidim. That's a battle that the Gra was not fighting as much, in terms of at least how it influenced his thought. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner is setting up a certain system. And it's a system which is very somewhat like the Gra and somewhat different. Let's talk about how he views things. Nefesh HaChaim has four shars in Nefesh HaChaim. The first three are focused more on how mitzvos work, things like tefillah, how the soul looks. There's a little bit of Kabbalah, especially in Shar Gimel and Shar Beis about brachos and tefillah. A couple years ago, we gave Shiurim on Fridays on Nefesh HaChaim. Shar Dalid is all about Talmud Torah, the importance of Talmud Torah and things like that. We'll speak about it in a little bit, but often in yeshivas, when people learn Nefesh HaChaim, they skip to Shar Dalid. They go straight to Shar Dalid. That's the Talmud Torah part, which happens to be fascinating. You skip the other parts. It's all about Talmud Torah. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner is like the Gra as far as Talmud Torah being at the top. In a very, he is very, I would say, even persuasive and very strong about how that works. Chaim Volozhiner here in source 15, Nefesh HaChaim, Dalet Yud Aleph. The world is sustained through people who learn. The famous words here of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Va'emes Bilti Shum Safek Klal, there is no doubt at all that if in the entire world there would be nobody learning for any second of the day, the entire world would be destroyed. If there would be no one learning, ever, there's that one slot when no one's learning 1 second, the world is destroyed. Torah is what supports the world. I've said in the past, I believe that Mekubalim explained based on that, that's why there are time zones. The reason why the world is structured to have time zones is because when it's the middle of the night here, it's the day over there. And they're going to be learning there, and that's how it's going to be structured. That's how we can ensure there's always going to be people learning. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't learn at night when it's like morning Seder in America. It just means that there's something, you know, it's set up in that kind of a way. That's why in Volozhin, Yeshiva, they had 24-hour, they had Mishmaros. There were people learning 24 hours a day in Volozhin. That was how it was structured. Everyone had their time. So that's, mom is 20, so whatever's going on... you know, tonight at 3 o'clock in the morning, there are guys who are responsible for learning in Volozhin, which aside from the fact that it shows how seriously they took Reb Chaim Volozhiner's idea, it also talks a little bit about how much they achrayas on them. It's achrayas. We are the ones that have to have the achrayas of sustaining the world. We are the ones who, if we don't do it, there's no guarantee there's going to be learning in all those slots. So that's how we have to do it, which tells us something also about how one should maybe perceive themselves a little bit. To become a Bala Charayas and to have that sense of responsibility. That's Reb Chaim Volozhiner as far as where Talmud Torah goes, even how he understands Torah Lishma. So many elements, which I'm talking about now, are about Torah being the hierarchy. Yeah.
Is It doesn't really explain pre-Matan Torah, and even the Kabbalah don't really explain Matan Torah when they were all after Matan Torah, when they were all together at the same time zone for a lot of time.
No, they do. I mean, they do explain. You mean like the 30-second highlight that I gave you? I mean, the 30-second highlight I gave you was not complete. That is correct. It was an aside and 30-second hara. The point would be that there were times where Klal Yisrael, in the Geula, where Klal Yisrael is on a madrega, where similar to what happened in Velazhen, we don't need those things. That there are times where there's always going to be people. When Klal Yisrael is not at the proper place, and we're more spread out, and that allows us to have that more. So pre-Matan Torah is a discussion in Nefesh HaChayim, in Shar Gimel, he talks about a little bit as far as what's happening pre-Matan Torah. The way Chazal seems to describe it is essentially the world at that point is hanging in abeyance, that we don't know if it's going to be there or not. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like buying free time, in a certain sense, until Talmud Torah. The Shiloh would be, what role, I mean, the Shiloh for Chaim Volozhiner, to say it differently, to be what role pre-Matan Torah plays. If it's all about Torah, how to have a system that doesn't have it, that certainly relates to questions even like how much they did learn Torah, how much access they had to, you know, to what was going on in Shem Ve'Efer, etc. You know, the Mikubalim thinking that there really always was a Torah that was there, always was a Torah that there were people learning, certainly fits
but
with
from,
it.
I mean, from Avram, not prior to Avram.
Yeah, certainly prior to Avram.
Prior to Avram.
Sure. Shem precedes Avram. Noach learned Torah, Rashi says. It may go back all the way to Adam, you know, with like a Sefer Yetzirah or things like that. That's one. Chaim Volozhiner, it's really, really important. It's really important. Take another cup from the back. But Chaim Volozhiner, though, opens up Shardal with a critique. And in his critique, you can already see that Talmud Torah is really important, and the role of Yira is going to be a little bit different. He says, you know, there are a lot of people nowadays who are focusing so much on Sifra, Yira, and Musar all day long. That is not a critique of the Musar movement, because as good as Chaim Volozhiner was, he could not critique a movement that was several generations away from happening. So as long as there's two generations away. We're critiquing people who are learning too much Musar. And he writes as follows. You know what used to happen? A Kidoros Harishonim, source number 16. Hayukvum Koyamayim, Basic Vegayan Torah Kedosha, Tkum Olia Midrashos, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. They used to just learn all day, you know, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. They were learning Gemara Be'ia, and they were doing it right. They were great Ovdei Hashem. It was fine. They didn't need to learn other things. That was great. That was where they were at. It was fantastic. Ha'ara number one, in his mind, there was a Tkufa where there weren't the Sifrei Musar, where they were just learning well. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, we didn't need the same Sifrei Musar. But what happened? All this Chavah that was doing that well, the Yetzihara came in, as Yetzihara often does, and then people started only focusing on Palpula Shel Torah. I'm only a Gemara Be'ian person, that's all I'm focusing on. I've said in the past, and just to emphasize now, it's a real, much as we get so into Gemara Be'ian and things like that, one of the great predictors for long-term religious consistency is also developing these in the Neira, to not just be a person who's so engaged in Papula Shel Torah. The critique of Chaim Volozhiner here is a real one, especially we're so involved in learning, which is so great. But it's important to remember also, Amin Yira Ein Chachma. So what happened? Because people started just focusing, they totally just like neglected the Yira element at all, they had to write Sifrei Musar. Sifrei Musar had to be written. But Sifrei Musar, according to Chaim Volozhiner, again, they're in there as a fallout, because it wasn't working in the other model. And once they start writing them, what ends up happening? You have people who are focusing. Nowadays, it's upside down. You lift up that which should be at the bottom. Shakama v'kam. Kol eger kviyas imudam rov hayamim rak b'sifra yira u'musar. They spend all day just learning sifra yira u'musar until the point he writes. You can go into a shul, and you know what you'll find in the shul? Lots of copies of Musar Sfarim. You know what you won't find? Even a complete shas. Because that's what they're emphasizing. And he says they took something which is supposed to be tafel, which is supposed to be secondary, and they're playing it up more like it's Iker. So far, he's not so different than the Vilna Gaon. Torah's Iker, maybe he emphasizes a bit more, the world would be destroyed and things like that, but he's not radically different.
What's the purpose of Osana?
You're asking like seven cups. Now, the... Now, what is the purpose? I'm a rebbe right now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm like with the amount of drink that's being given out. If it were kugel and I was using my hands, it would probably feel more like gross. Because you're like, look at that guy. Like, it's just gross. Like, if there's something holy about it, at least it feels like it feels nice. Okay.
Please.
Ezra, you want it? Ezra, you can give it. Let me just clarify again. I realize people are really, it's really tired. It's a late night. I got it. What is it? What is the purpose of Yira? Why are we engaging in any of these things? What role does it play? Shadu Chai Velozner and Dalit. Hey, we'll have a couple sections from him to get a little bit of feeling what's going on. Lufi Erech go to Otzer Yira, Asher Hechel Adam, Kein Azer Erech Yachol. All Yira is building my storehouse. The more that my storehouse is rock solid, the more Torah I can receive inside. And he says, like a father, how much do you give? How much do you give in for your son's storehouse? However big the storehouse is. If we have a really large storehouse, so then you're going to be able to have lots of Torah in it. The imagery, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, which the Gemara had a bit missing also, of it as the storehouse, it's not inherently valuable. What you really care about is what's being stored. You care about the Torah inside. The other is just about me becoming the kind of kli that is roi for Torah. Yira allows me to be roi to receive Torah. So he says a couple of things. First, he tells us, in source number 19, Dal Ches, V'chi yale kal leva adam, if it's all about the storehouse, does anybody ever think that when you're trying to run your business, you're going to spend all day long just building the best storehouse possible, and you're never going to actually bring in the product? If you're just learning Musar all day, if it becomes primary for you, you're having a major storehouse with nothing inside. That's crazy. Says of Chaim Velazhiner, I have to have a bit of a store. I have to work on that a bit. How much time do I spend? Where does it fall for Chaim Velazhiner? Look at source number 18, Nefesh Chaim Dal Zayin. Ulazos roi la adam lahachen atzmo, kol eis kodem sheyaschil lilmot. What do I have to do when I'm coming to learn? L'schashiv ma'at im kono, think a little bit when it comes to Hashem. B'taras alev b'yiris Hashem. I can think a little bit about how I want to now connect, how the importance of Torah is. I want to be mekabel to do everything. And he said, v'chein be'emtza, even in the middle of learning, you're allowed to stop a little bit to work on these things. Chaim Velazhiner is always emphasizing, how much can you do? A little bit. He's telling you not to get out of hand, partially because he's fighting against a group that he thinks is spending too much time. But for Chaim Velazhiner, it's not just that Torah is the hierarchy, it's that the role of Yira, it's just the storehouse, and timing-wise, it's not something that demands enormous amounts of an investment of time. We don't have to spend as much time as you get the impression from the Gra, as you get the impression from the Ramchal. Not only that, look at source number 20, what you have is something interesting, which is the like of Chaim Velazhiner. I like the Gra, both of them. There's Torah and Yira are connected. Yira enhances Torah, Torah's on top. But there are some major differences. Rav Chaim Velazhiner doesn't talk about Shviras HaMidos. We don't have a lot from Chaim Velazhiner that need to work on Midos the same way. There isn't the same emphasis on character development like there is in the Gra. Rav Chaim Velazhiner, we don't get the same impression that you have to invest as much time. It sounds like it's not as demanding as it is for someone like the Vilna Gaon and someone like the Gra. We've seen three perspectives. We'll end with an important like contemporary Nikuda. Three Mahalchim, Ramchal, Gra, and Rav Chaim Velazhiner, how much time and how important are the Sifrei Yira, Sifrei Musar? What is so interesting, and this is pointed out in number 21, in debates about Musar, the Mussar movement and Mussar in general, both sides come by way of Elazar. When you want to have, when they want to be mapped, the Rav talked about this in Ish Halacha. When you want to have Mussar to be brought into Velazhen, so the Netziv is against having real Mussar in Velazhen. The Chaim Brisker is against having real Mussar in Velazhen. They view Mussar differently than this. They view Mussar, maybe we'll talk about this next week, as more of medicine, not a little bit different perspective. When through Chaim Velazhener, you have Velazhen not wanting to bring Mussar in, and Rabbi Shaul Salanter, who claims to be the real Mesorah of Velazhen. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Zundel of Salant, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Velazhener. And they're both claiming to come by way of Velazhen. And the fight about Mussar or not is a machlokas that comes by way of Velazhen. He points out here that a little bit has to do with how you relate to Nefesh HaChaim. The first three shars and the fourth shar. The fourth shar all about Talmud Torah. That's what it's all really about. The first three are just setting me up for Talmud Torah. Or the first three sharim are also of incredible significance in that role of the other things, whether that's necessarily mukharach, one can question. But we saw today different approaches as far as Mussar and the like. Someone let me know if we want to move on next to Chovos Adam Ba'olamo, or we want to part two as far as where Hasidim fall on this question, and the anti-Mussar people. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.